Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri Electric Cooperatives. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. A former National Transportation Safety Board chairman is calling for the permanent ban of duck boats as amusement rides. Jim Hall, who served as the NTSB chairman from 1993 to 2001, told KMBC-TV Sunday that because there's no effective oversight of their operations, the boats should be banned. The Coast Guard plans to raise the ill-fated Ride the Ducks boat from the bottom of Table Rock Lake near Branson at 9 this morning. The NTSB will take control of the boat for further study and is sending a black box back to Washington, D.C. The NTSB's Earl Wiener says one question is how the boat company used the weather information available to them.
That information was available in the offices from what we understand. We want to understand how that information was passed on to people who made the decisions to go out at that time.
17 people drowned when the boat filled with water in a storm Thursday night. There are two separate GoFundMe accounts that have been started for the Coleman family after the duck boat tragedy. Bill Wise reports.
Tia Coleman lost 9 members of her family, including her husband and 3 children, after a duck boat capsized Thursday. Nearly $55,000 has been raised for the Colemans on one page, and another more than $430,000 has been donated by people from all over the country. As of last night, Tia was the last remaining person at the area's Cox Hospital where patients were taken after the incident. She's in good condition and expected to make a full recovery. Anyone wishing to donate should look up Branson Duck Boat Survivor or Coleman Family Boat Accident on GoFundMe.
A private vehicle inspector contends there are design flaws with the duck boats. Steve Paul, who went to Branson last summer to examine them, says he was concerned that the engine exhaust pipe was at the front of the boat, not at the rear, where it would be behind the passengers. Paul also took issue with the canopy over the passengers, which he said turned the boat into a, quote, people trapper. An EF0 tornado blew down trees and power lines at Lake of the Ozarks early Friday morning, according to the National Weather Service. Missouri State Highway Patrol video shows large trees knocked down and boats damaged. A Kansas City area resident is among those sickened by a salmonella outbreak possibly linked to recalled Hy-Vee spring pasta salad. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 21 people from 5 states have been infected with a strain of Salmonella San Diego. A law taking effect next month aims to let Missouri counties charge cell phone users for local 911 services. Bill sponsor Jeannie Lauer, Blue Springs, says Missouri is the last state in the nation not collecting such fees.
We need to really bump this up for our citizenry, for our tourists, but also for our first responders. And we have evidence that there are times when they are put in harm's way because of insufficient 911 services.
If approved by a state board and local voters, individual counties could charge a monthly fee of up to $1. This is Missouri Net News.